I'm Donna Lieberman, the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. The night before, the governor had issued a call for the legislature to come to a special session in Albany. He announced that he was going to pass the toughest anti-terrorism laws in the nation. We all knew about it. And after we kind of exchanged hugs and tears, and you know, when we got into the office, the legal team gathered around with our legislative director and talked about how we were going to respond. We didn't have a copy of the legislation. We were all very much painfully aware that this was a different era. We didn't know what that meant, but we knew it was a different era. And we also knew that we had an awesome responsibility. On the one hand, as the spokespeople for civil liberties, for individual rights, and on the other hand, that we could not do that in a vacuum. You know, this was no time for knee-jerk responses. We had to be as absolutely responsible as we possibly could be. We had to gather all the facts, or every fact that we could, and if we couldn't gather the facts, then we didn't open our mouths, or we only said things that we were sure that we could say and stand by. We couldn't get a copy of the bill because there wasn't one. It was not available to the public. And indeed, up in Albany, what was going on outside the halls of the legislature, there was absolutely no access. Indeed, they weren't even letting legislators go leave the halls of the chamber. We were totally baffled. How can we respond to this in a responsible way when we don't even know what it says? You know, no matter what the situation is, there's no excuse for government to operate behind closed doors.